Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every one of us is in control of our future and our destiny. And that option is something that we can't look at lightly. We have to take advantage of every opportunity we can to move forward, to prosper, to grow, to learn, and to not only learn from our own experiences, but also to learn from the experiences, successes, and failures of other people, and including ourselves. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, most of us have a tendency to want to learn from our failures most of us don't learn from our failures instead of really wanting to learn from our failures. Instead of us taking those failures that we do have and the failures of others and using those to guide us in the right direction, we have a tendency to believe that we are abnormal, we are above average, and we are. However, there's certain things that happen in your life that you need to take as a sign. You need to take as a symbol that there needs to be some change and some adjustment. And not enough of us do that. This past summer, I found out a lot about myself and a lot about the people around me, people in which, like you, I'm sure, I thought were friends, and some people in which I thought were foes, and I found out in reality were really doing me some good. I also found that most people are not going to do what they consider to be hard, no matter how right that may be, no matter how just that may be. Most people are going to take the road of least resistance instead of the road of more resistance. Most people are going to go with the popular belief instead of the true belief. Most people are not going to step up. And unfortunately, a lot of the people that could step up, they've been so burned out because they've stepped up and nobody's been behind them that they're starting to lose their drive. So this show is for those of you that are not stepping up, for those of you that are stepping up, for those of you that are wondering, is there any good at the end of the road? Is there any way that you can actually make it through this world? Are you going to continue in the negative and non-productive manners in which you've been continuing, and are you going to continue to get the same result? Well, somebody that was born a long time before me said something, and they said something to the extent that insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And it appears that the majority of us are definitely insane. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like you to do is something that I do on a regular basis and will continue to do, is evaluate where you are, look at where you want to go, but make up your mind how you're going to get there. Now, when I say make up your mind how you're going to get there, I'm not talking about just you're going to do this. I'm talking about laying out a plan and steps, trying to find people that are going to help you to succeed at the plans that you've laid out, finding ways for you to win. Because again, every day it seems it's like we've got more and more things against us that aren't going to help us win. You know, we all find ourselves floundering in life, the different things that happen from time to time, and they kind of throw us off course. We also find ourselves stuck in a cycle of negativity, stuck in a cycle of immobility, stuck in a cycle of not doing the things we need to do, be it you're going to quit smoking, or you're going to start exercising, or you're going to say thank you more, or you're going to do something as simple as smile. Again, it's really hard to believe that a person has a positive mindset and positive thoughts when they wake up every morning miserable with the world, but yet refuse to change their situation. When they know that certain things are coming, yet they refuse to plan for them. They refuse to prepare. They refuse to at least let out the minimum. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us have to have a plan. I've learned and am still learning that without a plan, you definitely do plan to fail. Without some type of way to move your life forward, that you're going to constantly go backwards, even when you think that you're moving forward. Also, don't get into the illusion. Sometimes there's an illusion that we're moving forward, when in reality we're staying stagnant, we're staying still, we're not moving forward, we're not making the progression that we would like to believe that we're making. Again, I don't know any individual listening's circumstances or situation, but I do know that you have to keep track. You have to figure out where you want to be, and you need to rejoice in the moments that you find that you are making forward steps, and you also need to take corrective action in the times that you find that you're not. We as a people need to get to the understanding that we're all going to have good times and we're all going to have bad times. Unfortunately, the bad times seem to stick with us the longest, and they also seem to be the most occurring. Even though if we really look at it, we find that the bad times aren't as predominant as we would like to believe they are still there. And we need to look at the good times and remember that the good times are usually more than we really want to remember or really can remember. Why? Because the bad takes up so much of our energy. It takes up so much of our time. And it gets us to the point to where we believe that, again, the bad is the thing that's in front of us. Anyway, today what I'd like to talk about is us creating a bunch of positive tasks for us to start combining our creativity and tasks and deadlines, and typically deadlines, especially for me, with a strong sense of purpose for all of us, purpose and fulfillment. Instead of filling the pages with words and ideas, you know, I'd like to talk to everybody about you and yourself and how you're going to take positive action and start doing actions that are going to help you get where you need to get. Again, eating chocolate may taste good, but is it going to get you to where you want to be if your goal is to lose weight? You know, watching television and watching the latest news and the doom and gloom, yes, it will keep you informed, but is it informed in a manner of information that's going to be useful to you? You know, I'm one of those people, I look at the news in the morning mainly because I want to know what the weather is or the traffic is. And now that I'm pretty much self-employed, I'm not really too concerned about the traffic, but I am concerned about the weather. So that information is information that I'm going to glean off of the network and not get sucked into the other negative Ned, negative Nelly, constant bombardment of information that's usually useless. You know, I don't really care about the special of the day. You know, I don't really care about something that happened, you know, 100 miles from me, 200 miles from me. Do I have connection and thoughts for those people that it's happened to? Yes. However, I am not in the position to do anything to change it. So my mindset is that if you're not going to help, get out of the way. But my question to you is, what are you going to do? Are you going to rubberneck through your life? Are all of us going to rubberneck through our lives? You know, you look at something as simple as a self-defense class. Well, how many people need a self-defense class but won't take it? How many people could benefit from what a self-defense class could offer them just in the sense of peace of mind, but yet they won't take the course? And then when something happens and they find themselves in a position to where now they need that information, they need that knowledge, they can't do it. How many people won't walk, you know, a mile a day or a quarter mile a day for their fitness? And then on the day that they need that, on the day that all of these things come to not necessarily fruition, but the day that they need to be able to run, they can't run. You know, now they're talking about they can't breathe. They've got their bones don't work right. They haven't done any type of resistance training or muscle training, so they don't have the stamina or the ability to lift a certain thing or to even do something as simple as run with their children or grandchildren. You know, retirement, ladies and gentlemen, isn't death. For those of you that actually are fortunate enough, and most of us will never get there, to retire. 90%, or was it 95% of Americans actually will have to rely on Social Security or are relying on Social Security now that are in the retirement age. And they're saying that Social Security isn't going to be there. It's just amazing. I don't understand how many of my fellow Americans live from day to day with the illusion that some miracle is going to happen. They're going to hit the lottery. They're going to, you know, their kids are going to be famous basketball players or singers or musicians. It's really about training. It's really about practicing. It's really about setting yourself up to succeed and not setting yourself up to fail. The world is a scary place, and I think that the world is truly a scary place because it's our fault. We have failed to do the things we needed to do to put us in the position that we need to be in. We all say that we want the best, yet we do nothing to actually make that come to fruition. We do nothing to make that reality our reality, and instead we make that reality, it's a fantasy. And why is that? It's that way because of the fact that none of us are really willing to do what's necessary. None of us are really willing to walk the walk, but we'll talk the talk. It is just amazing. You know, this morning I got up and I looked at a place where I used to be at, and I was looking at some of the pictures and things that were posted by the people there. And everybody had a smile on their face, and everybody was looking joyful and cheery and all of that. And then I was thinking that these same people that have this smile on their face, these same people that are looking all joyful and happy and, you know, everything is great with the world, are the same people that I've talked to on many occasions that are miserable, can't stand the place, can't wait to leave, you know, dread getting up in the morning. When do most heart attacks happen? Most heart attacks happen on Monday morning. Why do they happen on Monday morning? Because we don't want to do whatever it is that we're doing. Yet we don't want to do what we need to do to get us out of that situation. That is the craziest thing on the planet. And this isn't, you know, the Zurian show giving you some fake numbers or some fake statistics. This is true. More people are dying Monday morning of heart attacks than anything. What is it? Heart attack is one of the number one killers of Americans, yet it's curable. Cancer, curable in many cases. Renal cancer, things along that nature. You know, cancer of the prostate, very curable. However, what happens? We fail to go. And I have to admit, I'm one of the same people. My wife had to bug me forever to go and get my physical and get things done and do things the way that I needed to do. So I'm not saying that any one of you is wrong. But what I'm saying is that we have to take the time to do what's important. We have to take the time to do the things that matter and the things that are going to get us where we need to get. You want to go from an apartment to a condo? Then guess what? There's some requirements. You want to go from a condo to a townhouse? Guess what? There's some requirements. You want to go from a townhouse to a single family home, there's some requirements. You want to go from that single family home to a bigger or better single family home, again, there's some requirements. You want to get through from elementary to junior high school to high school to college to graduate school. You want to go from one position to the next position. You want to move up in the ranks, so to speak. Are there some requirements? Yes. So what does that mean? That means that nothing that I am saying is true. That also means that the bar is continuously being raised as you supposedly become raised, if you go up in the chain. However, if you're not going up in the chain, then guess what? The bar isn't being raised. And if the bar isn't being raised by you, if you're not challenging yourself and not doing the things that you need to do to move yourself forward and to progress in this world, then whose fault is it really? You know, it's just interesting. It's very interesting. And I hope that anybody that's listening to the show, you're understanding the message that I'm trying to get across. And understanding that if it's meant to be, it's up to you. It's up to us to do the things necessary so that we can move forward with our lives. Is it rough out there? Yes, it's rough out there. Are there times that we're going to have to take a couple of steps backwards in order to take some steps forward? Yes. Is it ever worth you not giving it your all? No. Are you already giving your all for someone else that doesn't give a rat's tail? Are you already giving yourself for something else that doesn't give a rat's tail? The other day I did a show, and I said that not everybody is basically for you. Not everybody's in your best interest. Not everybody that you hang out with is somebody that you hang out with. Not everything that you do is going to help you prosper. Not everything that you believe and perceive is going to help you is going to help you. Well, guess what? None of this information that I'm sharing with you, ladies and gentlemen, is new. None of it is rocket science. All of it is factual. All of it has been factual since almost the beginning of time, since cavemen. Yet we continue to fail to believe and continue and fail to do the things necessary. Most people, give you a news flash, most people are going to lie to you, be it intentionally or unintentionally. Most people are not going to do what they tell you that they're going to do. They're not going to meet you where they're supposed to meet you. They're not going to be on time. They're not going to follow through. They're going to tell you yes when actuality they mean no. They're going to promise you stuff that they have no inkling of actually following through on. You're going to find yourself in situations where people let you down. That just seems to be the way that it is. Some of them are going to be your friends. Some of them are going to be your family. Some of them are going to be your coworkers. Some are going to be your supervisors and managers. Sometimes it's going to be your government. All of these things. But the number one person that you can't let fail you is you. The number one person that you've got to stick by and got to work with and got to love, honor, and cherish is yourself. Most of us are not doing that. Most of us, again, reading a book on some story is a beautiful thing, but what is it doing to help you move forward? An experience that you get from someone else should be an experience where you learn to not do or repeat what they do. A fantasy is just that, a fantasy. But understand that if you spend too much time on other people's fantasies, you will find your own horror movie. You will find your own disaster. Why will you find your own disaster? Because you're spending entirely too much time on something that will not serve you. And it not only will not serve you, it will not be beneficial to you or anybody other than the fact that you wasted that time. You know, I mess with people all the time, and I go, you know, that's a great story or a great book, or thanks for sharing that with me. However, my question, not only to everybody that I talk to, but to myself on a regular basis is, how will that serve me? And by it serving me, how can I use that experience, that time, that opportunity to turn around and serve someone else in a positive way, to help someone else, to be a giver that's giving to as many people as I can without hurting myself and my family? How many of us are doing things that really serve no one and they don't even serve us? Again, it's just something to think about. It's something to keep in mind as we move forward in our lives. And as we say we want to succeed, and as we say we want better, and as we say we want fulfillment, and we want to do certain things for ourselves and our families. Again, What are you getting out of it? Why would you do a miserable thing knowing that it's a miserable thing? What joy does that really bring you? It really doesn't. And what it does is it builds a bigger gap between you and the people that you say you care about, you and the people that you say are you want on your team. So understand that we are what we repeatedly do. And that was basically the title of today's show. We are what we repeatedly do. So that means that we need to start doing some things that are going to help us, to grow us. We need to take positive steps as we move forward. We need to put our thoughts on paper. We need to realize that the depression that we're experiencing in some cases is a self-fulfilling prophecy because we set ourselves up to fail. We need to understand that you can't try to give a person an opportunity to fail. You need to try to give that person an opportunity to succeed. And if you already know that a person is incapable of doing a certain thing, then you need to understand that they're incapable of doing that and give them something that they are capable of. Because as they find success, then guess what? Their ability to be capable to do more and to believe that they're capable of doing more will grow. However, if you set people up to fail, they're going to continuously fail, and they're going to fail at greater lengths. Why? Because they're going to lose belief. They're going to lose belief in themselves, and they're going to lose belief in you. But mainly, the number one thing they're going to lose belief in is themselves. But sometimes they need that belief in you for them to believe in themselves. So, as we move forward and as we think about the things that we do, we need to start changing our habits. We need to go ahead and start taking those walks. We need to go ahead and start reading books that are going to help us grow and not books that are just going to entertain us. You know, I was reading a gentleman, very famous speaker. I don't think it was Zig Ziglar, but I'm going to say it was Zig Ziglar. And he said that one of the problems with people is that we are entertaining ourselves to death. We're constantly looking for a club, yet we have no money. We're constantly buying stuff, yet we don't need it. You know, you go in your closet and say you need a shirt, you've got 20 shirts. You just needed to look in the other closet, and there was another 10 shirts that you haven't worn or have rarely worn, or another 10 pairs of shoes. We're wasting our time, we're wasting our money, we're wasting our energy, and we're wasting our resources. But the main thing is that we're wasting our lives. And you only have a limited amount of time on this planet to succeed at the things you say you want to succeed at, to live the dream that you say you want to live, to be the person that you are truly meant to be. But one of the main things is, ladies and gentlemen, if you say you're going to do something, do it. If you forget, that's fine. As soon as you're reminded, then do it. You know, stop talking about what somebody else is doing and make sure that you just do it. Whatever there is that needs to be done, do it. Whatever you're going to do, do it. Whatever you're thinking about doing that you need to do that's positive, do it. Whatever things that are in your way, understand that they're just in your way as long as you don't do it. Just go ahead and do it until you have done it. And then once you have done it, you are done. And then guess what? Then you can find something else and start doing that. So we are what we repeatedly do. What do you repeatedly do? What's the result that you're repeatedly getting? And are you happy with that result? Because if you're not happy with that result, then that means you need to do something else. If the rest of the world doesn't want to get on the bandwagon, then guess what? Get on the wagon by yourself and ride, baby, ride. Because guess what? The fact that they didn't help you do it still isn't going to get you to do it. And since they didn't help you do it and you didn't get it done, then guess what? It still didn't get done, so I guess you need to do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that said, let's just get out there and let's do it. Let's put a smile on our face every day and let's do it until it's done. Let's get it over with. Let's make it happen and let's change our lives and move forward. Because guess what? You can look up at the sky. That doesn't mean that miracles are going to fall out. The miracle is going to happen because you did it, and you did it until you could do it right, and you did it until you could do it well, and you did it until it was done. And guess what? Even if you didn't do it, even if you did it and did it and did it and still didn't do it, guess what? At least you know you tried. And you gave it your all. This is Zurian with the Zurian Show. Please share the link with everybody. Please go ahead and leave any comments that you'd like. I'm always looking forward to people making comments and doing things that are going to help us to grow and help us to become a better better show and better program. So again, do what you need to do. Get rid of some of those bad habits by replacing them with good habits. And then as those good habits take over, guess what? You'll no longer have those bad habits. Again, you were meant to be great. You've got everything that you need. You just have to believe in yourself and start moving forward. Thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show, and take care. Be well. Take care. See ya.